Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I feel sorry for Kevin. And that said, they're not doing a very good job coaching the team either. So it's obviously all not working very well. Shelby Harris had some comments. We're going to get to those in just a second.
Oh, boy, did he.
Dan's in Seven Hills. Hi, Dan.
Daniel.
Hey, morning or afternoon. I mean, love the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, one, I do agree with you that pull out all the stops for the Titans. If you can't do it against them, you don't deserve to be on the team. But the one question I did have for the two of you guys is the year Stefanski won Coach of the Year, he had Van Pelt and Bill Callahan. Van Pelt was a favorite of Aaron Rodgers, and Bill Callahan was arguably a top three offensive line coach in the league, if not number one. My question is the years he won Coach of the Year, do you think that was a mirage and we're now finally seeing the true Kevin Stefanski?
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm going to say no, I don't think we're seeing the true Kevin Stefanski. I think the talent around him, I think the tendencies he has to call some of these plays that are a little, and again, I think the trick plays are him, or he had something to do with them, or going forward on fourth and one. When he's had success, he's had great talent on the field. I just don't think he's trying to run some plays with the guys that don't have the same talent that he's had in the past. That said, they've made some really silly mistakes, and I also think they weren't prepared yesterday for the game. I don't think they were ready, and that's straight on the head coach. There's no one else to blame other than him on that. I don't think his team was prepared and ready to play. And, you know, when they said they had the day off after they won their third game of the season, I was like, are you serious? I don't know. It's just.
I also don't think it was a mirage. When Kevin had some pretty decent talent, he won 11 games twice. And even when it wasn't that good, they were around 500 for a couple of years.
This is Maggie Gray with an Odyssey.
Maggie, quit interrupting. I'm right in the middle of a deep thought, and Maggie interrupts. I am tired of Maggie Gray interrupting. Okay?
Thanks, Maggie. She does this all the time.
I know.
I don't think she cares about us.
I don't think she does either.
I think she just wants
her airtime. She wants to go along.
Like, I've got to be the person. I'm the show here. I'm the goat.
I think Kevin is. I think they've been reaching for things, Andy. When you don't have the talent to reach, you're trying to do anything to help your team win, and I think it's backfiring. Fourth and one at your own 33 in a 2-point game, and you go for it. That's not, to me, that's just not good coaching. And there are times that I've thought in the past, the one thing about Kevin that's driven me nuts since he's been here is not running the ball when he had Nick Chubb in the red zone. You know, inside the 10, you're running trick plays and stuff. Give it to Nick. Yeah. Let him go. Now you have Quinshon. Give it to him. Let him go. So that's what I think about that. I want to hear what we've put together here. And Dan's going to spring it on us. Yesterday, Shelby Harris had comments to say in the locker room. And it was in response to some stuff by 49ers wide receiver Juwan Johnson. And apparently, when Malik Collins went down with his injury, something was said, And Miles said something about it in his press conference, and Miles said, you know, I tried to go over and break it up a little bit. Then he started getting into me and yelling at me. You know, if that's what the way you want to be and everything else, apparently it was really inappropriate stuff. Shelby Harris just went out and flat out brought it up and mentioned some things that we could not air because, again, we are governed by the Federal Communications Commission and we'd like to retain a license. But when you take something like that and turn it over to Dan Menigan, it turns into something fun.
He makes it special.
He does.
So there's a boatload of four-letter words that found their way in here that we are not allowed to play on the air, but I've always thought the beep left a lot to be desired.
You don't like the beep, huh?
And so I figured in this regard, let's try something new here, which is the idea that we can go to our friends at Merriam-Webster.
Interpret?
And get the definitions of exactly what Shelby Harris had to say in this moment. And so with a little help from an AI voice and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, we bring you Shelby Harris's post-game comments about the issue that Jeff laid out.
He's a sexually promiscuous person.
And I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched.
A typically paired male reproductive gland that produces sperm and secretes testosterone.
Because that's he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft.
Something of little value or poor quality.
And I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him.
A typically paired male reproductive gland that produces sperm and secretes testosterone.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have a new member of the show. We'd like to welcome her. Does she have a name?
I have no idea, but, you know, it's nice to just have it explained to you in such a way without having to think to yourself which four-letter word is being used.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Plus, you know, the beep doesn't always work. Sometimes, you hear too much.
Yeah.
You get shh, and everybody starts freaking out. But this way is much better.
It's what we aim for. That's what we aim for.
Dano, that was perhaps the best bit of work you've ever done, which explains your career. But well done.
No, I'm thinking about actors, different actors voicing that over.
I mean, we can start finding AI and, you know, grab other bites from post games during the season and see what we can do. We can see what other people we can find. Again, you can't get fired for the definition.
Could you imagine Liam Neeson doing that?
I like Denzel Washington doing
that. Denzel would be good, too. Yeah.
Denzel would be good. Denzel would be good.
Who else would be good? There's a lot. Darth Vader.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry.
Baseball. Diane's in Cleveland. Diane, did you like our explanations? Diane, did that work for you there?
That was crazy, guys. Oh, my gosh.
We'll thank Dan Menigan.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome, and thank you to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary for making all of us smarter.
Thank you. Thank
Diane,
you.
What's on your mind today?
Oh, my goodness. That game yesterday. But I agree with you guys. Just let... You know, we got 5 games left. Just air it out. Air it out. Let's see what we got.
I couldn't agree more. And, Diane, you know what else? if you air it out, you might just stumble onto a wide receiver, too.
That's true. But I, you know what? I do like Harold Fanning Jr. I think he's special. I think he's going to be special for us.
I hope you're right. Diane, thank you for the call, as always.
Oh, she's got another point. Go ahead.
And I do like Quinshon Judkins. I think we got our, you know, as even though I wish Nick Chubb was still here, but I think, you know, we got an able, you know, we got a young man that can take up that, you know, take up that slack.
Diane, I agree with you. Thanks for calling again. We appreciate it. I'm afraid to hear what Kevin says about Dylan Sampson, by the way. I don't want to.
Why?
Because he's been cooking the last couple of games. It's been fun to see him kind of emerge.
Yeah.
And he got dinged up a little yesterday.
Oh, you're worried that he's hurt. Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried that he's hurt. Don't want him to be
hurt. He has looked good the last two games. I think he's the guy we kind of thought they were getting from Tennessee. He's played that way the last two
games. I thought he's played really, really well. By the way, Juwan Johnson better be careful. And he got into it the week before with Morig from the Carolina Panthers, who got suspended for a game, and he got fined. Johnson
what
did
is
about 12
I mean,
grand.
I don't like. I was.
I asked Tyvus yesterday. What is it?
What is crossing the line?
Yeah, that's what I said. And he said, the minute you start talking family.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that would be crossing the line. That's silly.
So that might have been it.
I thought it was interesting because I didn't realize how bad it was because. I don't know if we still have it or not, but Miles' explanation of what he had said yesterday, and Miles was like, you know, I was brought up one way, and you know, and some guys need that to play. I thought Miles gave a great answer on that yesterday about, you know,
if that's the way you want to be, you'd be that way.
Yeah, you're gonna get hurt though.
Well, somebody's gonna go after him
for sure.
You know,
is it worth a one game suspension when you know you're, you know. Especially if your team's out of it.
Well, it might be worth a one.
And then what happens now, and people get mad at you for what you're saying? You end up with the Raiders. Is that how it works?
Wow, that's harsh.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's the Raiders. The Raiders lost.
It was back in the old days.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Now you have Tom Brady.
Mean machine, right? Weren't the Raiders really the mean machine?
They actually were the mean machine.
Yes.
Without the convictions.
Yeah.
And for most cases. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up next. If you missed the Shelby Harris comments, I'm guessing you'll hear him later in the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.